Travis Hunter news hit so fast yesterday that a very reputable fantasy website featured a video highlighting how Hunter was going to take over the number one receiver job in Jacksonville over Brian Thomas. And then a little below that, a blurb about how Hunter was placed on injured reserve. Not the website's fault. That's the nature of very quickly developing news stories where everyone's trying to play catch up. And the development was fast because on Wednesday he was fine. On Thursday he was limited. It wasn't clear, exactly the severity of any particular injury. I think at the time they thought it was, knee or something like that, but it didn't seem like something to be overly concerned about. And then 24 hours later, whatever, he's on injured reserve, he's going to miss at least 4 games, and he might miss a lot more than that. They're still doing tests as of this recording. They've ruled out an ACL tear, but there could be other issues, and they're going to play things very conservatively with their high-flying, I think, number 2 overall pick from the draft. Where does this leave him? The obvious answer that people will probably say or have been saying is, well, this helps Brian Thomas. And sure, it does. Just when it looked like Thomas might lose the number one job, it's now his for the foreseeable future. I would say that there's 2 ways of looking at Thomas. One is the fact that he has been hurt for much or all of this season, and that a healthy Brian Thomas can still be the first-round caliber receiver that we saw last year. The other way of looking at Thomas is that much of what he did towards the end of last year, or really all of what he did towards the end of last year, was because Mac Jones was a quarterback, not Trevor Lawrence. So one could argue that his chemistry with Lawrence is not fully developed, and in fact, this season we have seen more of the same. He is not the elite guy that we saw towards the end of last season with Jones at the helm. They've got Dyami Brown, they've got Parker Washington, and Tim Patrick, because he's healthy to go, the journeyman. They have other receivers that can be number 2s or number 3s or stuff like that. It is Thomas's to lose at this point. He's not going to lose it. He's the number 1. That's it. Maybe Parker Washington might get more catches in a particular week, or Dyami Brown might get more yards. But essentially, Brian Thomas gets the bump. But this team, it's really important to focus on kind of the challenges that this team is facing right now and has been facing in terrible losses to Seattle and the Rams. I mean, they were 4-1 going into those 2 games. They lose both. They don't score much. Granted, Seattle and the Rams, Seahawks and the Rams had solid defenses. But this was a team built around 4 seemingly on paper mega talents, and debatably mega for Trevor Lawrence, but just thinking back on the fact that he was 5 years ago or whatever, the number 1 overall pick 4 or 5 years ago. And there's still this sense that he's young enough to develop still into this great quarterback. We'll believe it when we see it. I mean, I bought into that for the first 3 years, and then I bought into the fact that he could be much better this year than people expected. I can't keep believing that anymore. There clearly is some kind of disconnect that I have with what Trevor Lawrence is and what he can be. So starting this season, there was Trevor Lawrence, there's Travis Etienne at running back, who his value was very low, but it was going to be him or probably Tank Bigsby. And once Etienne took off at the start of the season, they traded Bigsby because they were all in on Etienne. Hey, he's back to his old self. And why not? And then probably the best young, super young receiver tandem in the league between Thomas and Hunter, 2 high-priced early first-round wide receivers, ages, 22, 23, something like that, growing with this team, developing with this team, and basically the offense had nowhere to go but up. One of the things I found fascinating is Hunter's usage, that you have these 4 guys who, to varying degrees, 3 of them have underperformed based on expectations. Hunter, actually obviously took off in his last game, but it was a long time coming. Etienne has been terrific in victories. He has three touchdowns and three victories. Didn't score in a fourth, but the games that they've lost, he hasn't been very good in general. And in fact, the last two games, he's been shut down. And more concerningly, maybe, is that in their most recent loss, blowout loss, to the Rams, he only had about, 10, 11 touches. He wasn't utilized in the way that a bell cow would be utilized when you're playing from behind and you're doing dump offs and you're basically making sure you keep the run established for as long as you can. They abandoned him, essentially, early enough in that game where there was no way he could be fantasy viable. And that is concerning for a team that just lost one of its best offensive talents. Hunter started the year as more of a defender than an offensive player. In week two, he had more defensive snaps than offensive snaps. It was narrow, but he had more. That gap grew in week three, where he had fewer offensive snaps and the same number of defensive snaps. And then starting in week four, it started to shift a little bit. The offensive snaps have steadily crept up from 37 in week three up to 38 to 39 to 59 and then 67 during his dominant week seven performance. His defensive snaps, starting in week three, 43, went down to 9 and then 25, 22, and 14. That 9 is kind of an outlier, but the trend line has been more offensive snaps and fewer defensive snaps. The total snap count in any given game has been remarkably consistent since week two. He had 85 in week two. He had 80 in week three, down to 45 in week four. That was just an outlier. Then up to 64 in week five and 81 in week six and then 81 in week seven. So Hunter, part of the reason why, in a sense, he wasn't the breakout star earlier this year is that he was getting roughly 60% of the snaps that he got in week seven. And so he was on a trajectory, at least it seemed, to be the guy, perhaps, 14 targets in week seven is no joke, because he became more of an offensive force and a defensive force. That's how they wanted to utilize him. It will be very interesting to see, whenever he returns from this injury, whether that trend continues or if it goes back to a balance. If it's more balanced, it is quite possible that his fantasy value on offense will take a hit, that week seven will be the outlier, and that if he settles into about 40 snaps on offense per game instead of 60 to 70, we will see some kind of impact. Not good. On balance, it would be negative. Maybe in some games, it wouldn't matter that much. He would still get enough targets to be relevant. But a little more lower floor than one would like to see for a guy at that level. We also don't know if he'll be back this season. They're probably going to take it easy with him. They play it very conservatively. This does not look like a team at 4-3 right now that can have a great shot at a Super Bowl title. When they were 4-1, they looked a little more fearsome because they were ascending. We hadn't seen the best of Thomas. We hadn't seen the best of Lawrence. We hadn't seen the best of Hunter, but they were 4-1. So what would happen when this offense gelled? And now we're not going to see that for at least four games. So if you have Hunter, there is serious concern about whether we're going to see him again this year. And if we do, whether they ease him in, which means 30 to 40 snaps on offense instead of 60 to 70. And for that reason, I would sell right now. If someone is willing to give you, decent enough value where you have a streamer at receiver, I would rather trade Hunter for a streamer or a streaming running back, someone who's a top 22 to 28 running back or something like that, who can get you some points and help you during bye weeks. Because it's very unlikely that week seven of Travis Hunter is going to be anywhere close to the norm for the rest of the season if he returns. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.